2 years ago, Paul Azinger was diagnosed with cancer at age 33. Azinger is a popular professional golfer who had just won a PGA championship and had 10 tournament victories to his credit. He wrote about that experience, "A genuine feeling of fear came over me. I could die from cancer. But then another reality hit me even harder. I'm going to die eventually anyway, whether from cancer or something else. I'm definitely going to die. It's just a question of when. But everything I had accomplished in golf became meaningless to me. All I wanted to do was live." He said about that same moment, he remembered something that Larry Moody had said to him. Larry Moody's a fellow who teaches the Bible study on tour. And he said, "Zinger, we're not in the land of the living going to the land of the dying. We're in the land of the dying trying to get to the land of the living." When I read that story, I thought about that ancient question that Job asked hundreds of years ago. If a man dies, will he live again? That is absolutely the most important question that we could ask, because life is our most precious possession. A dying millionaire would give up everything that he had for one more year of life. Some of you put yourself through strenuous exercise and strict diets every day in the hopes that you'll be able to extend your life a few years. Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own life?" So if it's really possible to live forever, then there's no more relevant issue than the one we're dealing with tonight. If a man dies, shall he live again? And really, it's not until we have confidence that we will live beyond the grave that this life takes on ultimate meaning and enjoyment. The Bible says, if only in this life we have hope, then we are of all people to be pitied.